You're listening to KNX In Depth, Charles Feldman and Mike Simpson.
America's obesity problem spreading to our cats. New research shows the average weight of a house cat has jumped by nearly 25% over the last 20 years. So here at KNX, we have plenty of cat parents who have let their felines' waistlines go. We will get them some advice on how to slim their cats down. No more fat cats.
Right now, let's go to Comic-Con. 50 years, a lot has changed. This used to be a comic book show. Now it is like a Hollywood mecca. Richard Andreoli, editor-in-chief of the parenting website Parentology.com. He's there at Comic-Con. What have you seen today?
It's been really crazy, and this is day one of Comic-Con. Last night was preview night, guys, and I got to tell you, like, preview night alone, it was wall-to-wall people trying to get through the hallway and check out what's going on in the at the booths and the exhibits. It's really a lot of exciting energy. It's been a great time.
But what is it really about now? Because it sounds like it's so kind of structured, and all of these big corporate interests are now involved. Is that what it is?
Well, you know, that it's interesting because the big booths and exhibits that take up a giant amount of exhibit hall space are the, you know, the Warner Brothers, the Netflix, ABC, Disney, that kind of thing. So, yeah, from that perspective, it appears that way. But when you get into the programming for Comic-Con itself, more than like 70% of the content is all comic book focused, not about entertainment industry focused. So everything from like how to break into the comic book industry, how to write for comics, how to self-publish comics, what the world of digital comics is like these days, comic books for kids, comic books in education, that kind of thing. They also have a giant area up on the sale deck dedicated to portfolio reviews. So artists or, you know, hopefuls that want to become professional artists within the industry can go up there. They get to sit with editors from the comic book companies, get their portfolio reviewed, get really great concrete feedback, or, you know, a lot of people get discovered at these kinds of events. So
Okay. So
it's really still really comic book focused.
So it's still there. Yeah, you just got to know where to find it, and it's not where the big celebrity panels are. But we did have a few today, right? Terminator, we had Tom Cruise come and show the Top Gun trailer.
Yeah, so, and those are always the huge draws. That's, you know, down in the major hall rooms, and those are the ones where, you know, people are waiting out all night to try to get into. And personally, I'm too old to do that. So, you know, I like to sleep in a hotel room and like to, you know, wake up in the morning and have my coffee. So I did not see those yet.
What's the single biggest thing that impressed you?
Impressed me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that for a second. Yeah. The thing that always impresses me is the cosplayers, you know, the fans who dress up in costume. When I started attending conventions, that was a niche group. It was big, but it wasn't like it is now. And now you've got fans of all ages and families coming. It's one of the big things we wrote about on Parentology prepping for the week was how families can come to Comic-Con together, how it's a big experience for kids and their parents, and how everybody's kind of getting into it together. So it's been really great.
Richard Andreoli, editor-in-chief, Parentology.com. You know, you got enough kids, you can probably get the whole X-Men going.
Now, those of you out there who have fat cats, and you know who you are, you do, you want to hang around because we have a segment coming up that you and your cats, get your cats up to the speaker, they're going to find very interesting. When KNX In-Depth continues, though, in about 5 minutes, more problems for L.A. County's already embattled sheriff.